Hello.
Yes, can I speak to Jeffrey, please?
Yes, I'm speaking.
Hi, Jeffrey. My name is Caesar, and I'm calling you with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So, Jeffrey, I was giving you a call because I wanted to follow up with you in regards to the LSA application. I also wanted to follow up because I see here that you had some questions or edits in regards to your website and maybe some keywords. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So why don't we start with the LSA application? Have you taken a look at it, and have you seen everything that is needed in regards to the LSA application?
I have taken a look at it. One moment, please.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I've taken a look at the application. I started to fill it out the other day, but I didn't have all my information on hand. Let me grab that information now, so I can try to get that completed for you.
Okay. So if you have to take some time later today, or whenever you got a time to actually focus on it, just go through it. It's very important that we get accurate information here. So, I would suggest that you kind of do it when you're not, I'm pretty sure you're working or running your business right now. Maybe when you get home, maybe you have some time to actually take a look at it and focus on the information. Let's get that in so that we can get the process going. And then along the way, if you can please send us the documentation needed so that we can, get everything started for you.
I'm at my home office now working on, I'm just working for the company today.
Okay. All right. If you're able to get all that information and fill in the application, I would be more than happy to help you with it. And also if you have all the documentation needed, we would like to get that in as well so we can speed up the process a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm ticky typing away on that right now.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. Now, as you're putting in this information, as you're filling the application, let me ask you this: what type of edits were you looking for in regards to the website?
So on the website, it's very much geared towards painting. Everything's painting, and
gotcha.
Yes, I'm very much willing to paint 95% of the stuff on that list. That's the premise of my company. That's the prime basis of my company. We're more handyman, we might take out a wall, we might put in, install laminate flooring, we might fix someone's kitchen sink, or fix a leaking pipe in there under the sink or something like that. We do
gotcha.
A little bit of everything.
Okay. Now let me ask you, in regards to the services though, how big of a job are you willing to go, and how small of a job are you willing to go as a handyman? Are you willing to go as far as like a remodel, or are you just, for example, if my toilet breaks and I need somebody to come, just replace my toilet, you will come and do that. How big or small are the jobs that you take?
Right now, I'm pretty open. I take small jobs, and I'm open to taking bigger projects. I'm open to painting the whole house, or renovating the whole room. Whether it's cabinets and floors, or
mm-hmm.
windows and doors. If I have the availability, my guys are freed up to do it, I'm willing to take that job.
Okay, so if we put in some keywords for remodeling, some keywords for painting, some keywords for just handyman in general, you'll be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right, gotcha.
I don't want it to be just primarily painting. We'll fix or repair drywall. We'll frame in and finish facing rooms.
Yeah. What about when it comes to the painting though? Are you willing to do outdoors, indoors? Do you focus indoors? How is that for you?
You talking about as far as working?
Yeah. Like what type of painting you want to focus in? As far as painting, it's indoor, outdoor.
As far as painting, we focus mostly indoor painting.
Indoor painting.
Indoor,
okay.
Painting.
All right. Gotcha.
Indoor painting. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I got some of that. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that we, change around your keywords, number one. And then number two, I'm going to go ahead and send it to my team on the website side so that they can do some edits and kind of change some of your focus to be more, handyman, maybe expand, not just painting, but just expand on the services that you just mentioned to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll take care of that. Yeah, no problem. So I'll take care of that. And, all right. So, where are you in regards to the application?
I am on question 14. What is the business monthly budget for the GG program? That is a minimum budget of, I think, $450, something like it.
Yeah, so for the GG program, let me take a look here. I think you're, give me 1 second. I'm looking at the budget, exactly how you put in for you. So the cost per lead was 33.33 cents. Your minimum budget would be $435.
Let's see, total number of leads. So workers don't include subcontractors, right?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I said workers that include subcontractors, correct?
Well, here's the thing. So if you outsource, you outsource to other people, right?
No, most all of the guys who work for me are 1099 contractors.
Okay, so they're 1099 contractors. Yes, so that would include how many do you have? How many do you 1099 out of them?
Like two or three right now.
Two or three right now. Okay, so yes, I would say, honestly, I would be upfront with them and just straight up just ask them, hey, listen, guys, I'm gonna do this and I will go ahead and put you in for a background check. If everything clears out, we're good. I would just basically just tell them exactly what you're going to do with Google, and all of them that are able to do it, those will be the ones that you put in, because, they are going to do a background check to all the people that you're sending out, to do the work for on behalf of your business.
Okay, so what are they looking for in a background check?
So honestly, they're just looking for nothing negative, nothing that is not sort of worth in regards to a home, right? What they're looking for is, do you have any priors in regards to, stealing from people or things that might harm somebody when they're letting you into a house, right? What Google is looking for is, if, for example, let's say, you got a DUI like 10 years ago. They don't care about that because DUI doesn't harm, a DUI doesn't harm anybody that's willing to come and do some work for the house, right? But, if somebody has, for example, if somebody has like a battery charge and they were charged with something, that could be a red flag because I'm letting you into my house. You know what I mean? So those are the things. If somebody has a prior on theft, if somebody has a prior on fraud, those are the types of things that we look for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm okay with that. But in light of situation, like let's say, we run the report and something comes up and one of my guys didn't tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then with as far as my,
So what would happen is, for example, like if you put in, let's say you put yourself and let's say you put your three workers, right? Let's say yourself, you cleared, boom, you cleared, and then two out of your three workers will clear. They will tell you exactly, okay, this two out of the three will be able to work as far as Google guaranteed, but that third one, you cannot send to the leads that Google will send.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It would just be a decline, but it will not be a dismiss, right? They will not dismiss you from the program. They will just decline that one person, which at the end, then you can just omit from the application and then we can pursue with you and your other two. Does that make sense?
Okay. So we will be able to omit that person.
Yeah. But like I said, if it was me and if it was my business, I would have a conversation with my people and I would say, hey guys, we're going to pursue Google Guarantee as a program. This program does require a background check. If you guys have anything or anything you want to tell me just before I submit your name, please let me know. That way, I don't waste time putting your name in it and I don't waste, my company's time because obviously this is your company's time that you're putting in as far as, you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, as far as moving forward in the future, when I get new employees or new, contractors who work for me, come back
and honestly, look, a lot of the things that they look for, the background check, it goes as far as 7 years. It's pretty much that gray area, right? After, if it's something that happened like 15 years ago, don't even look at that. They'll go back as far as like 7 years. That's it.
Mhm. Yeah. So when I bring on new people, do I come back and put their information in here to have them background check for Google also?
So if you're doing Google Guaranteed, and you're gonna hire new people, you do have to update the Google Guarantee because you want to be in this program. And rip all the benefits on the program, you really don't want to get into a negative state with the program because then once they take you out of the program, Jeffrey, I'll be honest with you, it is hard to get back in.
Yep, I believe it.
Mm-hmm. So, I would say, just be straightforward from the get-go and then as you move along in the program, you've got new people. Put them in through the process as well so that you can keep it all, straight and narrow, and then the program will work for you.
Cool beans.
Yep. Okay.
So I'll start pulling this information from my QuickBooks account, and I'll reach out to my guys independently and make sure that they're all aware and I'm okay with it. But I'll get this submitted by the end of today.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no problem. Please remember that, the faster you get this in for us, the faster, you put in the application, the faster you give us the documentation, the faster we will be able to start the process for you, get those background checks through the third party, make sure that everything clears out. And, you know, obviously we want to do it before the 30 to 40 day mark. Usually takes about 6 weeks for the program to actually clear. But if we can get all this sooner, we will be able to push it through and maybe get you up and running sooner than.
Okay. So aside from the application, what's after this? Is there anything else that y'all need from me after I put the application in?
So once you fill in the application, then obviously we need your documentation. We need your license. We need your insurance. You won't have to give us your social, but the background check people will reach out to you so we can get those socials. So we can do the background check, but that comes from a third party.
Okay, so we can't even start my background check until I get this turned in.
Exactly. So once the application is turned in, once you send us the documentation with your license and your insurance, then we'll go ahead and start the application. We'll submit everything on behalf of your business. We'll submit it to Google. And then once they accept all your information and your application, then Google will go ahead and send you the link for the background check. It will come in on emails.
Okay.
It will come from a third party on emails. I believe the company is called Pinkerton. So look out for some emails. But as soon as we finish this process ourselves, then they will go ahead and send you the link for you to submit the information in regards to the background check.
Okay, so I'll have this application done here in less 30 minutes. And,
okay, yeah, no problem.
Anyone who's going to be customer facing. And I guess, do you need me to give you a call back when I get that done, or?
The application? So once you finish it, go ahead and submit it. If we go through the application and everything is good, we won't need you to call us. If there's anything missing or anything that we know that it's not going to be clear enough for us, then we'll follow up with you. We'll make sure that we reach out to you to make sure that you give us that right information. But if everything looks good, no, we will just go ahead and submit it and you don't need to talk to us.
Okay, cool, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Jeffrey, anything else that I can help you with before we leave the call here?
No, let's have some extra information you can give me. But anything that I'm missing out on.
Okay, no, I think we're cleared. I think we're good. But we just need that application, and then I'll go ahead and, as far as the edits that you gave me for the account, I'll go ahead and take care of that for you.
All right. So will that be on the Google tab alone, or will that be the Google and the website?
So that would be all platforms. We will go ahead and update your website. We'll go ahead and update the Google platform, and anywhere where we're going to put you on, everything will be updated.
All right, fantastic. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Jeffrey, have a good rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing that application here soon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, have a good day, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.